Up next, it's been a big year for technology. What will 2008 look like? What's going to be the big thing happening in 2008? Let's review 2007. We had the iPhone. We had the Wii. That's about a year old. YouTube. We have Microsoft Vista. Social networking sites like MySpace, Facebook, and Second Life. And with 2007 winding down, what should we be watching for? What kind of trends will happen in 2008? Will Apple dazzle us again with something, some new state-of-the-art device we haven't thought about yet? Is Google going to dominate and take over where Microsoft might used to tread? Here to talk about the year in technology with his predictions for the coming year is Tom Merritt, executive editor for CNET at CNET in San Francisco. He joins us today from that city by the bay. Welcome to the program, Mr. Merritt.
Thank you, Ira. I'm glad to be here.
I'm looking at your predictions, and I'm shocked by your top prediction, which is the death of broadcast television.
Yeah, a little dramatic on my part. I realize that. You know, sometimes you have to write a good headline to get someone into the issue. But what I really think is going on here is we've seen very successful, more successful than they thought, broadcasts of television shows on the internet. But what they've been doing up till now is waiting till the next day. So if you missed Lost or you missed Pushing Daisies or some show like that, you can go on the next day to the network's website and stream the video on your computer. Or if your computer's hooked up to your television, even better, stream it right to your television. I think in the coming year that they're going to realize that they can make a lot of money doing just that, and we'll start to see by the end of the year the first tiptoe steps towards broadcasting these shows simultaneously online with their broadcast on television.
You know, we've already had to the point where if you want any real depth from the news programs, you see at 90 seconds on the news, they say, well, if you want the real story, go onto our website and watch the rest of the interview.
Yeah, that has been done. Actually, when I worked at Tech TV, we really did that as a way to get people to go to the website. It was almost a trick. And networks have been continuing to do that, but what they're realizing now is, gee, when people go there, they actually spend a lot of time there, and we can sell advertising there too, so why not start to expand that and put our shows right there so that they don't even have to go to the network in the first place?
What's your second big pick?
Second big pick, you mentioned Apple in your introduction. Everybody's speculating what Apple might do. There's wild rumors out there about them doing a digital camera. Steve Jobs and the president of AT&T have both said there will be a 3G speed iPhone, a faster data iPhone in the next year. I really don't think Apple's going to get into any new product lines. And so that was my number two prediction. We'll see them continue to improve what they've got.
Well, they haven't really upgraded their laptop very much, have they? Could they come up with some sort of drawing screen thing, something that's totally different in a tiny little size? It's a little bit bigger than an iPhone, but not quite as, 12 inches.
That's one of the rumors kicking around, is that they would do a tablet PC of some sort, or a lightweight PC. Some of the analysts have said that sort of thing is in the works, but it keeps getting delayed, that they can't quite get it where they want. You might see that by the end of 2008, but I really don't think you're going to see that at Macworld in January, especially because they just did a mild refresh to the laptop line. And if you watch Apple's history, they don't generally refresh very quickly. They wait a few months. They wait several months between each refresh.
I'm going to have to wait. Google becomes bigger, stronger, the next big bad person on the block.
This is a little bit of a cop-out prediction, in that I sort of left it open in the video I did on this. Don't know what it'll be, 700 megahertz spectrum. In our podcast, Buzz Out Loud, I actually got more specific, and I said I think they're going to be an ISP by the end of the year.
Oh, really?
They will be delivering internet service in some way. Whether that means they win the bid for the 700 megahertz spectrum and start operating a wireless network, whether they turn on all that dark fiber that they have, that they're just sitting on, or whether they partner with someone and try to go sort of the way Yahoo has done with AT&T. But they just can't resist. They keep moving towards being able to provide service to the internet, and they haven't really jumped in. I think this is the year they finally take the lead.
But they're also going into other fields besides just internet stuff.
Their mission is to organize the world's information, which you think, well, that's just search, right? That's just, you know, aggregating. But then the second half of that mission has to do with providing access to it. So you're seeing them jumping into a lot of different things. They have the Android program for cell phones, but they don't want to make the hardware. They just want to provide the software. So they're trying to keep to that access. But what provides more access than an internet service?
We have a prediction from Renouf in the Second Life who says Google will take over the healthcare system. Could they do it any worse?
that goes up there with Google, you know, providing a cure for cancer and and doing an operating system. I don't think you see Google taking over the healthcare system. And if you look at the things that aren't core to search or advertising, they haven't really done them that well. So I don't know if you'd want them to.
All right. So what's prediction number four?
Number four is sort of the PC becoming passe. I think we're really going to see the desktop computer, as we have known it, turn into an appliance. So you'll either have one that sticks under your television or one in your kitchen or maybe one at your desk still. But I really think it's going to go mobile. We're going to have much more powerful computers in our hands. People are turning to laptops in droves. And I think that old clunky desktop is really going to go the way of the dinosaur and become a specialized item. Like our audio studio here needs a fixed computer. You don't want people just swapping their laptops. But for the personal computer, you're going to want something mobile.
A laptop. And your last number five.
Number five was the fact that the internet's going to kind of suck for the next year. We don't quite have all the bandwidth we want. There's fiber optics rolling out in limited areas. They're talking about trying to tweak cable so that it can be faster. The carriers and the network companies like AT&T and Verizon are all complaining that they need new laws to help them make more money before they can roll out faster bandwidth. So that's going to be delayed. We're not going to see it coming in the next year. Yet we're going to have all this video that people are going to want to watch in increasing amounts of numbers. And people are using BitTorrent to trade files. And so all these bandwidth intensive applications are going to eat up a lot of the bandwidth, and we're going to see people with slower connections and outages. There's going to be more packet shaping from ISPs as they try to get a hold of all the bits and bytes going through their pipes. So it's just going to be a rocky year, I think.
Let me see if I can get one caller in before we run out of time. Let's go to Gowan in Vancouver. Hi.
Hi, it's Gowan.
I'm sorry.
No problem. My prediction is basically about the continuing trend in video games, where you get less and less emphasis on the graphics and the how realistic can we make it, and more about how much fun is it to play.
Do you think the Wii is going to be where you have that control over like a real game versus your thumbs is going to win out?
Well, the Wii is where it started, but I don't think it necessarily is about, moving your hands versus moving your thumbs. I quite enjoy, just being able to use the thumbs. But I think it's more about with the Wii, you didn't actually get a really huge technological leap. Not much better than the GameCube, really. Mm-hmm. But you get, because it's cheaper to produce games, and, it is, the moving is innovative.
Mm-hmm. Let me get Tom's comments. Tom, any predictions on games?
He's got a good point there with the Wii selling so well. You're almost impossible to get your hands on one. And it doesn't have the best hardware out there by far. The PS3 is definitely the leader, the Xbox 360 right up there. I think what he's talking about is definitely going to lead to a longer life for these current consoles. You'll always have the PC market having to put the fastest and best video cards in there because they make games for the PC market that require you to get equipment that almost isn't even out yet. So that's not going to go away, but it is more of a specialty thing. I think Nintendo hit on something really important for the wider market there.
Mm-hmm. How accurate do you think you're going to be?
last year I was 1 for 7.
Wow.
Which was probably the best year I've had. My big win was I predicted that a music label would go DRM-free with their music by the end of 2007. And we actually got two that went DRM-free, Universal and EMI. And that was what I thought was my wildest prediction at the time. So this year I kind of let go and went a little wilder. Maybe I'll do better.
All right. Well, good luck to you. And we will keep in touch and find out how well you do later on.
Thanks, Ira.
Have a happy new year.
Happy
holiday season. Tom Merritt is executive editor of CNET TV. That's at CNET in San Francisco.